This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. When Alabama primary voters go to the polls on March 1st, they'll have to show a government-issued photo ID. The law has been in place since 2014, and most people use their driver's license. But for those who can't get to a driver's license office, the law creates difficulties. Shana Sheely has one man's experience.
Here are some extra materials.
72-year-old Samuel Stayer lies in a hospital bed in the living room of his home in Birmingham. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer and became housebound.
Even though bedridden, I stay very much informed of the issues and the candidates. I spend a lot of time contacting friends, lawyers, reading.
Stayer is retired from Birmingham Southern College, where he was an American history professor. In the 2014 fall election, he planned to vote absentee.
Now, when you return the absentee ballot, it says you must include a current photo ID.
Which Stayer didn't have. His driver's license had expired and he couldn't just get out of bed to get a new one. He called the county registrar's office and asked,
"Can you be sure that my vote will be counted?" And she said, "I cannot guarantee that your vote will be counted." It was extremely frustrating.
That's when he contacted Birmingham State Representative Patricia Todd.
He wanted to vote, but he couldn't get a photo ID.
And Todd contacted Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill. After several calls from her and Stayer, Merrill changed Alabama's absentee ballot application to make it clear physically disabled people can vote absentee. A month before the November election, he mailed a new ballot to Stayer, along with a letter promising to send a state photographer to housebound voters.
I think Mr. Stayer has set a great example of what a civic-minded individual needs to do in order to ensure that he or she is involved in the electoral process.
Despite the extra phone calls and involvement of a state lawmaker, Merrill believes Stayer's efforts to make sure his vote counted was reasonable. Merrill says state law does not make it more difficult for Alabamians to vote. If he finds one person in the state who's confused about voting, Merrill says he will personally find a way to help.
It is our desire to ensure that all eligible Alabamians, regardless of their race, creed, color, or national origin, have the opportunity to participate in the electoral process.
But Patricia Todd is not convinced that Merrill's attitude reflects state policy. She points to last year's closure of 31 part-time driver's license offices, which affected rural areas, some with majority black populations. State leaders said this was necessary due to budget cuts, but later reversed the decision after a national outcry. Todd says voting should be easy, but for some, Alabama's ID requirements make it hard.
And if you're busy or you're working late that day or you've got kids, it's a real burden. I don't want to say it's racism. I'm sure in their heart they think they're doing the right thing, but they never look at the true impact that we're making very difficult for people to vote.
The Secretary of State's office did send a staffer and an intern to Samuel Stayer's Birmingham home. They brought a camera with them, but it didn't work, so the intern pulled out his smartphone and took a picture of Stayer, smiling in his hospital bed. Stayer soon received his new ID, and he voted in the November election. Patricia Todd is proud of Stayer.
He's a real hero for doing what he did.
Other people, Todd says, probably would have given up. For WBHM, I'm Shana Sheely.